USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new year hasn't stopped ongoing food shortages. Shortages at grocery stores and empty shelves across the country continue. This as coronavirus cases continue to surge and winter storms have piled on the supply chain struggles and labor shortages. There's growing talk about potential terrorists being caught at the Texas border with Mexico. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham bringing it up this week at a Judiciary Committee hearing.
We've had dozens of people on the terrorist watch list come across the southern border.
This as our crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Graham saying it's just a matter of time before someone on the terror watch list makes it across the border into Texas without being caught.
International terrorists are going to come here and kill a lot of Americans if we don't change policy.
This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Senate Democrats are trying to adjust the Senate filibuster to pass election reform legislation. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson points out Democrats were supporting the filibuster when the GOP controlled Congress and the White House.
32 Democrats at the beginning of the Trump administration signed a letter that said, you know, imploring Republicans, boy, don't eliminate the filibuster, the unlimited debate. Don't destroy our institution here. 32, 27 of those Senate Democrats are still in the Senate. And now what are they asking to do? They're asking to destroy the Senate.
Democrats argue that election reform laws passed by GOP-controlled states like Georgia and Florida make it harder for Americans to vote, particularly members of racial minority groups. AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is at $3.37 a gallon, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
After a four-year wait, Sarah Palin's libel case against the New York Times will move forward.
A U.S. District Court judge announced Tuesday the libel case brought by the former Republican vice presidential candidate will see jury selection start January 24th. Palin has alleged the Times' 2017 editorial linking one of her political action committee ads to the 2011 mass shooting that wounded then-Representative Gabby Giffords violated the law and its own policy. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A picture of Pope Francis leaving an Italian record store is going viral. A news agency in Rome tweeting a picture on Tuesday of the Pope exiting Stereobound. The store was recently renovated and the Pope visited to bless the business. Two broadcast providers are once again in talks of a merger despite past antitrust concerns.
DirecTV and Dish Network are once again in talks to merge after years of on-again, off-again attempts and multiple concerns from federal antitrust officials. The satellite TV giants attempted a merger nearly two decades ago, but the Federal Communications Commission and the Justice Department's antitrust division blocked it. However, insiders are optimistic, saying the market strength of both TV providers has waned since it was last discussed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.